Hello, welcome everyone. This is Football Mundial. This is episode number 2. This is where we talk about factors that affect soccer or sports in general, like money, other factors like athleticism and all that stuff. I have 2 guests here. I have Michael and James. Michael, you can go first. Give you a little introduction to yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael O'Toole. I'm a senior at West Bridgewater Middle Senior High School, and I love Cristiano.
Oh, thanks. Michael, what sports have you played in your time in high school or outside of high school?
I'm a big football guy. Ever since I moved to West Bridgewater, I've been playing football my whole life. And every other sport is kind of new to me.
Yeah, okay. James?
James Piesco, sophomore at Middle Senior High School. Also, I love Christian Rada.
Thanks, guys.
I actually don't play any sports. I'm more of like a fan. Very athletic, so.
You're very well-rounded, though, in sports. Like, you know a little bit of everything, which is actually really good. Do you want to go into a career?
Yeah, I'm actually hoping when I get to college and get to that bridge, I hope to major in sports management, which would be
That's actually awesome. That'd be nice. Okay, so, guys, what do you think influences sports the most? Like, in the performance-wise or, like, the viewing-wise? Maybe performance first. Ask, like, what do you think influences performances?
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to ask James to go first.
Well, are we talking about, like, their physical being?
The mentality of everything. Right. Physical, too, yeah.
Well, I think mentality, you definitely have to want it. Like, they're, like, the Tom Brady book that just came out. He talks about, like, his diet and, like, just he's very dedicated.
Oh, yeah, Tom Brady's a monster.
He treats his body as a temple.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you don't have that dedication, you won't thrive as well as someone who wants it like that bad, and like they're not in it for the money; they're in it for like they want to play.
Yeah, do your job. Yeah, like that's it. Yeah, okay. Michael, do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, definitely. It's the having to have a drive for it. But I was watching one of these interviews of NFL linemen and what goes through their head every day, and it's what I got from it was it's more of a sense of. You're always afraid of not being good enough. So you gotta like work off and be the best you can because there will someday be somebody that's better than you.
Okay. So why do you think athletes pick these sports to go professional? Because there's so many sports they can choose from. I know you guys are football fans, but like, all right, so why would someone pick football rather than soccer since this is kind of a soccer podcast?
I'd definitely say it's gotta be like the place they live. Because if you live down south, you're most likely gonna be a football player. Because they live, breathe, eat football.
Yeah, I can agree with that. We kind of talked about that in the other podcast. But
I would agree with that entirely. I think location, also like the people around you. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say you're like in high school. You're friends with a bunch of kids that play soccer.
Right.
You'll be more inclined to play soccer than play with the kids that play baseball or run track or whatever.
Oh, so it's kind of like a culture thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So when... What other factor do you think money comes into play when you're picking like a profession? Because like you guys want to go into Michael, where do you want to go when you're older? What do you want
to
do?
Navy, but I would like to have a chance at playing football.
Okay, and then you said you want sports management. Don't you think money is kind of like a huge factor of what you go into?
Yeah. So like, when I'm thinking about like what I want to do when I get older, I mean, I definitely want to do something that I love and something that I will enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. But it really does come down to doing that. Will I be able to make the money to survive off of it? And in most athletes' cases, it's thrive off of it.
Right.
Because we all know they're still getting paid big bucks. But I feel like money does have a factor when you're choosing between sports.
Yeah, I definitely say that. Because when you get to the NFL level or when you get to professional level, I think that there comes a time where money will soon not matter to you. Because you've worked so hard at this one sport that you love and you've dedicated literally your whole life to that you are now a professional player, that it's your dream job and you're having the most fun and that's all you could ever want is just to be happy.
So yeah. So it's more like happiness, but like at first you kind of you need the money.
At first you definitely need to know that you'd be all set and you have a chance.
I support the family. Okay, so I have some statistics here. So I want to get yes, sorry, I had to cover this from you guys. What do you think? How much money do you think the average NFL player makes?
Average.
Are we talking annually?
Like every year, like yearly. Any guess?
I'd say like $60,000. I'm not sure.
$60,000 a year?
Yeah,
I'm just assuming. A year. I'll probably break the couple million threshold, because if we're doing averages, not just like the elites.
Yeah.
Like the guys that are like just barely make the 53-man roster, they're still probably making a million or two a year, I'd say.
Like, okay. So the NFL, the average salary is $2.1 million.
Mm. Oh, average?
The average.
Yeah.
So you can be horrible and play for the Cleveland Browns, and you are making bank. So it kind of, in the end, it kind of doesn't really matter if you have the mentality of money's more important. Guess how much the highest paid player makes?
Highest paid player in the NFL. Is this up to date?
This is 2017.
So it's probably around 25.
25 million, you think?
Yeah.
How about you?
Best bet, like 25.
The highest paid NFL player, which is Drew Brees, is $31.25 million.
Oh wow, I was off, dang.
Yeah,
I can't believe I said $60,000 for the average.
Okay,
maybe $60,000 like a day.
And you think this is the league where a lot of people watch the NFL? So this is all right. So let's take it a step lower. The NBA. Would you say more people watch the NFL more than the NBA?
Yeah, I would probably say so.
Okay. What would you think the average salary is for an NBA player?
NBA player average salary. Average would probably
Like a year.
Probably around like a mil or a million and a half, I think.
Yeah?
I'm going to say $875,245.
Very oddly specific. Okay. But, all right. You both are nowhere close.
Really?
The average salary is $6.2 million.
What?
What? Whoa.
For an NBA player. You can play for the Timberwolves, and you make average around $6.2 million.
You know, he's right. I remember this one player who I personally, my opinion is he's definitely not worth it. It was a couple years ago, the first day of free agency. I remember the first signing. The Lakers signed Timofey Mozgov. It was like a 4-year, $72 million contract.
Oh, my God.
And I remember my mind was blown, so yeah, that makes sense now.
Highest paid player, obviously, you all know, it's like LeBron. It's LeBron. Yeah. $31 million. Okay.
All right.
So let's compare this to the MLS, a professional soccer player, because this is our soccer podcast. We have to refer to that. Guess how much they make of an average?
An average?
$60,000.
Okay. $60,000 a year. $60,000. I'm saying it's probably around $500,000 or something, because soccer as a whole isn't as popular in the United States as it is in a Spain or an England or a France or whatever.
$500,000. It's close. It is lower, Michael. It is lower. It's $308,000. I just butchered that. Oh my god! But like, compare that to an NFL player or an NBA player. That's nothing.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a professional, you're not gonna pick the sport that gives you no money. You know. Mm. Highest paid player? Guess. Mm. In the MLS.
800,000.
He's probably making a couple mil, I'd say, because there are a couple elites, like guys that come over as imports, like when they get older.
Like the retirement, like, Schweinsteiger recently joined the Chicago Fire. Kaká, this is the last recorded, but even though Kaká retired a couple of months ago, he was paid $7.2 million.
That's good.
If you think about that, that's the average for other players, though.
Yeah, like that's like, around the average of the NBA, isn't it?
So, yeah, that's the average for the NBA. If the highest paid player is $7.2 million, that's insane. That's a huge deficit.
Yeah, I think it definitely has to do with exposure.
Exactly.
Yeah, because all my life, I didn't know that there was professional soccer in the United States.
Really?
Yeah, because all I heard, baseball, basketball, football, and that's all I really ever did.
So why do you think that?
Soccer is just like when I grew up, it was kind of irrelevant. Like I'm a big guy, and not one for running, so I don't care for sports that make me constantly run. Yeah. You can tell my position as a football player is a lineman.
Yeah.
I stand up, then get down.
Through the wall.
but it's Colleen played a good amount of her life. and that's all I knew about soccer. I didn't really think it was professional.
I feel like in the United States, like, it can be big at, like, the town level or, like, high school and stuff, but once you get past that, I feel like most people will go, if they stick with sports, they go to a different sport.
Mm-hmm.
So, still, for college, it's one of the top 10 scholarships to get in, but, like, wouldn't you think it kind of, like, it prevents from good soccer players from actually pursuing that dream as a career?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, like...
Because if
you always hear stories of like how NFL players, when they were younger, they had literally nothing, and their high school football team was like dirt to them, and then they somehow got into college, and then they just blow up, and they're getting paid a crap ton. Soccer kid, I bet there's not that many like hero stories of I came from nothing and now I'm everything.
Yeah, I can't even think of one. From one here in the United States, at least.
Mm.
I can think of a lot from out, but like...
someone who came from...
Yeah, like Europe, it's like their sport.
It's their, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, soccer is technically... Well, I don't know, for not the United States or football, it's a universal sport for every other country.
But football americano.
Football americano, I know. Yeah.
That's
so, and then just... I feel like, personally, the MLS... No one watches the MLS.
No,
I don't think... I think if you go to a Revs game, the tickets are like $20.
Yeah.
Like, and that's a good thing.
The only televised professional soccer was the Europe one.
See, like, there's not enough
MLS
awareness,
I believe. Like, I know it's on CSN or whatever. It's the same one they usually play the Celtics games.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I didn't even know until recently that Robert Kraft, the guy who owns the Patriots, also owns the Revolution. Like, I didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that until you just told me that.
Yeah, like, he owns both. I mean, it makes sense they both play at Gillette. But, I mean, like, it's just...
Wait, is it Revolution College or is it...
No, it's professional. It's MLS.
Professional team.
It's insane because, think about it, like... So, Red Sox, I forgot the owner of the
John
Red
Henry.
Sox. John Henry.
Mm-hmm.
He owns Liverpool. Liverpool is a very well-known, established English team in England.
Exactly, they're English. The Revolution don't get the same exposure as the Patriots. Like,
right.
Because they're... American base.
So they'd rather put more money into other teams than rather have in like their home group. So there's not enough attention or not enough money going into these players. Personally, if this was your only option of watching, all right, if soccer, you had top, all right, I asked this to the other groups. You have five sports. You can say level of importance to you or what you'd watch. Where would soccer be? It doesn't even need to be in the list. One of the best five's like, okay, whatever. Soccer doesn't even need to be on the list.
I'd say the fifth. It doesn't really matter to me.
So out of like the five sports, like that and then the four major U.S. sports?
It can be any sports you like.
All
right. One's level, the first level of importance is important, and five's like whatever. If soccer doesn't even need to make the list.
Well, MLS-wise, it would definitely probably be the like lower.
Mm-hmm.
But like for like Champions League and stuff, I actually do like to watch that. So that'd probably be around, like, the three, I'd say.
Yeah? Okay, so European soccer is more of you. Okay, so did you know, I don't know, maybe James, you might know because you're more average, but this is more directed towards Michael. Did you know that the U.S. didn't qualify for the World Cup? The World Cup, yeah. The hugest competition in the world.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Mostly because I don't really...
Yeah. But, like, you think about it, if you're, like, the Olympics, you know about the Olympics. But, like, soccer, it's so shunned, right? Wouldn't you be, like...
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, you didn't know that they didn't qualify.
No.
Yeah.
It's like a... That, to me, sounds like a... You've worked your whole life for it, but we don't really care. I mean, sure, it's like you need...
Right.
...some qualifications, but it's... People would die for that sport.
Exactly. You can see other countries. Like, I can tell you from Peru. Peru didn't qualify for 35 years. The president of Peru declared national holiday for a week for qualification. No school, no work.
Good. Yeah, like, I remember in 2014 when we were in the World Cup, I remember everyone jumped on the USA soccer bandwagon. Like, yeah, we've been soccer fans forever. Now that we didn't make it, no one cares.
Yeah. No one cares. You don't hear it anymore. No one cares.
I probably the last time ESPN talked about Team USA soccer was the day after they didn't make it.
Yeah. And the best soccer player, they leave the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I come to a wrap because we're cutting close on time. I'd like to thank you guys for your time.
Yeah.
This was a very interesting conversation. I never thought we'd actually have this involved. So thank you guys again. This is This is Football Mundial. Adios, amigos, and thank you, everyone. Goodbye.